Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to that show, the Small Business Advocate Show, as we wrap up our 20th anniversary, our 20th year. We're celebrating that. Today's the anniversary day, and the extra obnoxiousness, not the regular level of obnoxiousness that's always here in this mayhem, but the extra level, the new, the higher orbit of obnoxiousness that we've had this week. I'll dial that back after today, and we'll go back to regular next week. You know, I never use the word normal around here. So thank you for being part of this. We've enjoyed having our Brain Trust members, all our original founding members this week, so many of them. It's been fun having them all. It's been kind of like a family reunion, except without the gunplay, right? And so we've had a lot of fun. And of course, they you know, we didn't just visit. They gave us some good reports, a lot of good reports on stuff. And I wanted to take this segment and talk about how things have changed and how things have not changed over the last 20 years. You know, when I first started doing the show, I had three things that I recommended to you. I said you need to get good at these three things if you're going to be successful in the 21st century. This was in 97 now I said this. You're going to have to get better at technology. Boy, howdy, has that been come to pass. I said you're going to have to get better at networking. This is before most people were even talking about networking. Networking wasn't even really a thing, even though Ivan Meisner had already founded BNI and it was doing great. It still wasn't really on that many people's radar. It wasn't considered like a professional discipline the way it is today. But I said then in 97, you're going to have to get better at networking. And boy, howdy, has that come to pass. And then I said, there's one more thing you're going to have to learn how to do. You're going to have to learn how to build strategic alliances. And what I meant by that was if you're going to be successful, if you're going to go to the next level, if you're going to grow and step up to the next higher orbit of opportunity, you're probably not going to have all the goods and all the cash that you need, all the capital you need, and maybe not the backside, the critical mass that you need to accomplish that next step. So you might have to bring in other parties to build a strategic alliance with. Now, a strategic alliance isn't a partnership, and it's a little bit different than just a one-off contract. A strategic alliance is when two people come together, and they're both equals in the project, and they both want to accomplish something together. And when the project's over, they go away. Maybe they go do something else. And it could be formal or informal, but I just wanted you to start thinking about the idea that everybody in the marketplace isn't your competitor. They might be your partner. They might become your strategic ally. And so those three things I encouraged you to think about 20 years ago, and they've really come to pass. I mean, think about technology. In 97, everybody wasn't on the Internet. Everybody didn't even have email in those days, believe it or not. And those that did had a modem, and it was an 800 baud modem, a Hayes modem, right, that if you were lucky, you got 56 kilobits per second, not megahertz per second, not gigahertz per second, but thousands of cycles per second, not billions of cycles per second, which is what we have now. And so that's, we've come a long way in our connectivity, right? Look at what the Internet has, look at how that explosion. And when I joined you in the first time 20 years ago, the Internet availability to you and me was only 4 years out. It had only been available for 4 years. 93 was when they first released it to the public. Anyway. That was a big deal. We had to, that's really changed our world. And another thing that's happened is technology. You and I have granulated, bite-sized applications of technology, little bitty nuggets of technology that we can buy for very little money, if not free, that 30 years ago, GM and Exxon and IBM paid millions of dollars for something that was just for them, that was crude compared to what you have on your smartphone. Think about that, my friends. This kind of ramping up of digital leverage, and this is a term I want you to start thinking about, digital leverage, because this is what my next book's about. It's all about digital leverage. So I want you to start using that term, thinking about it, thinking about technology. Technology could be a lot of different things, right? A wheel's technology. A ramp is technology. A cog, a chain is technology. So I want you to start thinking of digital leverage. This is electronic, computer-driven capability, digital leverage. And this is something that's really been a game changer for business, for humanity. And so when I said you're going to have to get better at technology, that was an understatement. I wasn't emphatic enough about that. I actually did talk about that. I told you in 98 when smartphones, when the BlackBerry first came out, I said in 98, if you want to watch out technological convergence in front of your very eyes, watch the handheld. They called them handsets in those days. Watch the handset. Watch what happens to that. And it's exactly what happened. The smartphone was born, the iPhone. Now we've got I use a Galaxy Droid, this is the magic wand that you have in your hand today. It's nothing less than a magic wand, the smartphone. And so if we've come, think about this, my friends, when I talk about getting better at technology, if we've come this far in the last 20 years, you know about Moore's Law, right? You know the compounding effect of Moore's Law. Gordon Moore, the Intel founder, said in 50 years ago, he said that we will double the capacity of a chip every 18 months. Well, that's and he wasn't even talking about, he didn't even talk about compounding. The doubling would be doubling what's been doubled. So that's how things have moved so fast, and folks, they're not slowing down. When we come back, I want to talk about what are we going to do about that ethically. This is something that we're going to have to spend a lot of time talking about over the next 20 years, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, celebrating 20 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.